My husband then persuaded the government authorities to put up a building in the munitions area that could be used for religious service and as a weekday club with a billiards table. In order to save the daily journeys to and from the munitions area, he then suggested that we should go and live there. So despite the fact that it was winter and the snow was falling heavily, we packed our camp beds and belongings. To me, our new home looked very uninviting, for it stood in a rough, desolate spot, far removed from human habitation, and though I found that one small room was fairly habitable, he had omitted to tell me that the building was only half finished, that there was neither heating nor lighting, and that the windows had not been put in. How we existed those next few weeks I do not know. We were more than compensated for the extreme discomfort and hard work of those months by the gratitude of the men, who presented my husband with a gold watch before we left.